The Famous Five Short Stories Collection by Enid Blyton. Good Old Timmy.
Ready to come down to the beach and bathe, Anne? We're all waiting for you. Do hurry up.
Georgina, will you stop shouting all day long? How can I work, for pity's sake? Clear out of the house.
We're just going, Daddy. And as we're taking a picnic lunch, we shan't be disturbing you for some time. I know you're on a big job. It's bad luck it's holiday time and we're all here.
Huh. Oh, dear. Was that your Uncle Quentin shouting again? Never mind. He doesn't mean to be bad-tempered, but he really is on a big job at the moment. And he's trying to get some figures for the scientist he's working with, Professor Humes, who is staying in Kirin, at the Rollins Hotel. Now, here are your sandwiches, and biscuits, and apples. And you can take some bottles of ginger beer out of the larder.
Just then, Anne raced down the stairs, and the five, all in swimsuits, went off to the beach to bathe and laze and play games on the sands. Only three other people were there. Two men and a lonely-looking boy. Julian found a cool cave and put the food on a shelf of rock.
What about a swim straight away? Hello. Tim's off to rub noses with that dog we saw yesterday. The big ugly brute we didn't like much. He belongs to those two men. They're not much to look at either. I wouldn't like to meet them on a dark night.
Well, Timmy seems to like their dog all right, Julian.
Look, there's that kid coming along the beach again. The one we saw yesterday. Should we ask him to come bathing with us? He seems to be all on his own. Look out, kid. Don't get knocked over by our dog.
Timmy had come racing up joyfully, chasing the other dog, and the boy went sprawling as they galloped round him. Timmy turned in surprise and saw the boy rolling over and over on the sand. He gave an apologetic bark and ran to the small boy, licking and sniffing at him. The boy was very frightened of Timmy, and Julian ran to him.
He's only making friends. He's only saying he's sorry he knocked you over. He won't hurt you. Come on, get up. We were just going to ask you to come and bathe with us.
The boy stood up, shaking the sand off himself. He looked to be about 9 or 10 and rather small for his age.
Well, thanks. I'd like to bathe with you. I'm Oliver Humes, and I'm staying at the Rollins Hotel.
Then your father must be a friend of our uncle. He's called Kirin. Quentin Kirin, and he is a scientist. So is your father, isn't he?
Yes, a very fine one too. But he's worried this morning.
Why? What's up?
Well, he's working on something important, and this morning he had a horrible letter. It said that unless Dad agreed to give the writer information about what Dad was working on,